Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We start off with something very topical. On Sunday, the annual Bataan Memorial Death March occurs. And this week in the bulletin, you have a personal account by a runner who did the full marathon last year.
Yes. And she wrote about it and was kind enough to give it to us. And I've been holding on to this for the past year, waiting until this year as an advance. Her name is Ruth Stodgill. I hope I pronounced her name right. She's a freelance writer out of Colorado, and she has a syndicated marathon. Well, she's a marathoner, and she has a syndicated column called Running with Ruth. So she's fairly well known as a writer and a marathoner. But she has a very detailed account of how hard it was last year, both emotionally and physically, to do the marathon. And she did the whole 26.2, I guess it is, mile marathon, although she didn't run it the whole way because the sand in places was so soft she couldn't run. And she just talked about the physical, grueling aspect of it and her mindset going through. It's very interesting reading.
All right. We'll look forward to that. In business this week, the third in a series on the effect of construction on businesses in the Valley Drive area. Of course, the city and a number of business organizations trying to rally support for these businesses as they get through this disruption due to the construction.
Absolutely. And this is brought to us by Las Cruces Utilities. We run a number of their articles on a regular basis, but they offered these specifically on the Valley Drive businesses. And I don't know about you, Fred, but I've had to drive a valley the last couple weeks. I've sworn off of it, but I still had to, because sometimes you just can't help it. And it's tough. But this is about solitaire homes, which presents a unique problem because the homes are manufactured in Deming, but they sell them out of a lot on a Valley Drive. And these are huge double wides and such. And they need a 60-foot entrance, wide entrance into their business. It's not like some of the other businesses on Valley that just need maybe the width of a car to get in. So it's a pretty unique situation, and we're spotlighting solitaire homes this week.
Very interesting. In the arts, two dance stories on Dance Eclectic and a hip-hop group.
Yeah, and they're really separate stories, but in a way they are conjoined. The lead story on our art section is the Dance Eclectic. It used to be known as the Mesilla Valley Dance Eclectic. Not much of a change, but anyway, some beautiful photographs. And it is kind of, they do a lot of different types of dances, improv and such, and they are fairly well known in the area, and they're kind of getting into a new brand, as it were. So we did a story on them, and as it turns out, they do a lot of their rehearsals in a space that is occupied by H2D Dance Studio, which is the home basis of this hip hop group. That is, they've got a number of teams, and they call them teams. Some of them are competitive teams, and they did well recently in Albuquerque. They're going to some in the summer in Florida to continue their competition. And this hip-hop article really talks about what it means to some of these youngsters that really need a feeling to belong and a feeling of achievement. It goes more than dance. It goes into their school and their development as youngsters.
Okay. In health this week, a walk and run for autism.
Yes, and it won't be until April 7th, but we're publishing this now because registration is underway. And Alexia Severson, our reporter, really went into depth about autism in general. I found it very interesting. It's something I wouldn't normally think I'd be interested in, but it is interesting because it's a condition that really is specific to individuals, and it comes out and it's manifested in many different ways. So very, very interesting background on
this. Okay. All that plus Marty has a column on a big upset in local high school basketball. You know about this if you're a fan. Oñate beating undefeated Las Cruces. Marty, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.